Wayne.
Tommy, you there? I can barely hear you, buddy. Oh, what's happening?
Sorry, buddy. All right.
Is that any better?
There we go.
Is that better? All right.
Yes, that's a little bit better. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, before we do the word, Nikki, I would never accuse you of having impure thoughts. That's far from what I would accuse.
Impure?
But impure. But let's just say that one of you has a really overactive imagination. Let it go with that.
You know, I would say we're both equally, you know, we both equally fit that statement. Just in different ways. Thank you very much.
Well, it's quite dull by comparison with the vivid pictures that you were painting for your listeners.
And we can also move on from this.
We could. But we don't want to, do we, Ron?
Who is this we were talking about?
Oh, please deliver me from this nonsense.
All right, guys.
What's going on?
Here we go. Word of the day. We're doing words that derive from the names of planets. Yesterday we did jovial. So let me give you a word here, and you can both take a really wild guess as to where this word comes from.
Hmm.
Mercurial. Mercurial. M-E-R-C-U-R-I-A-L. Mercurial. Begins with an M as in mother. Its definition comes down to us in modern American and English speech: fickle, or volatile, or changeable, animated, even quick-witted.
Hmm.
So these are the people who live on which planet would that be?
Let me guess. Does that come from Pluto?
It's another small planet there, Ron.
That's steel trap mind at work again. There we go. So. All right, Nikki, you supply the answer. Rhonda,
okay, Mercury, how about that?
There you go.
Take you both out, and myself included, out of your misery.
Yeah, everybody was sitting around waiting on her to say Mercury because they couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Ron used to drive a Mercury, as I recall. That was in his little old man stage about 100 years ago.
Little old man stage. Now he's a big old man.
Right.
No, I did not. I never have driven a Mercury, but my dad used to have one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, middle America, solid as a rock, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that was a good time.
All right. There's your word of the day, mercurial. Once again, it's an adjective, fickle or volatile or changeable.
Hmm.
And it also relates to the metal and to the planet Mercury. If you
all right.
want to get to all about defining things. So.
Fantastic.
Have a good one, guys. Talk to you in the morning.
I like it, buddy.